What you doing? You want to study geology? I thought you were studying biology. And 2 weeks ago, it was Greek mythology. Pick an ology. Dear Tim and Moby, I just don't understand prefixes and suffixes at all. Please help. From Pat. Words can be broken down into different parts, roots, prefixes, and suffixes. A root is the essential part of the word, and it can't be broken down into any smaller parts. A prefix is a part of the word that goes before the root, and suffixes come after the root. How do you know what all the parts mean? Well, mostly it comes with practice. Prefixes and suffixes have definitions, just like root words. Let's look at the word dehydration. The prefix is D, the root is hydro, and the suffix is shun. D is a common prefix that means lack of. Hydra, the root word, comes from the Greek word for water. And shun here means something like a state of being. So if you put it all together, you can figure out the meaning of the word dehydration, a state in which something or someone lacks water. Let's look at another example. Unpleasantness. The prefix is un, which means not. Un is a really common prefix that we see in a lot of words. Uncommon, unlikely, undecided, unclear. Pleasant is the root word. Ness is the suffix, which means state of. So unpleasantness means the state of not being pleasant. Adding a prefix or suffix to a root word changes its meaning, and often it's part of speech. Well, adding the prefix un changes the meaning of pleasant to mean its opposite. Adding the suffix ness changes the word pleasant from an adjective into a noun. Well, not all words are made up of all three parts. Here's another word. It has only two parts. Biology. The root is bio, which comes from the Greek word for life. Ology, or logi, is a suffix that means the study of. So biology means the study of life. A lot of prefixes and suffixes come from Greek and Latin words. If you learn what some of them mean, you can figure out definitions of words you thought you didn't know. Common prefixes like anti, co, pre, and auto are easy to spot. And some common suffixes are ist, ism, able, and full. Thinking of a bunch of words that contain the same prefix or suffix can help you figure out its meaning. Well, let's think of some words that end in er. Gardener, runner, recorder. A gardener is someone who gardens. A runner is someone who runs. A recorder is a machine that records things. So I guess when a verb has er at the end, it's describing someone or something that performs the verb's action. But a prefix or suffix might not always mean the same thing. For example, when you add er to the end of an adjective, it means more, like in bigger, faster, or brighter. Hey, why are you looking at my head? What, do you want to study phrenology now? Timology? I don't think that's a real word.